There are a number of diseases in China that don't exist in Vanuatu, including the dreaded foot and mouth disease. And we have a very healthy cattle industry here and a burgeoning export industry. And if foot and mouth disease was to be brought in on something like aggregate, that would be the end of the beef industry forever. And the farmers were up in arms. And once the word spread after this ship had arrived that it had brought this aggregate from China, there was massive condemnation of it because biosecurity told the company back in May they could only bring in aggregate from Australia, New Zealand, New Caledonia, Papua New Guinea or Fiji, which are countries that are free of the diseases that we're concerned about. The government's attitude was the company knew they couldn't do it, but they've gone ahead and tried it on anyway. Also on board the ship is a large amount of equipment destined to be used in the runway repair, and there are concerns that this equipment could be tainted.
So where do we go from here? Because plainly the Chinese company, aided and abetted, I would imagine, by the Chinese government, has decided to take on Vanuatu over this issue. At the moment, Vanuatu is standing firm, but for how much longer? Because, of course, that they need to get these airport repairs done as soon as possible.
The director of biosecurity, Timothy Tumakon, I've spoken to him a few occasions, the latest yesterday afternoon. He and his team are boarding the ship this morning to examine the equipment personally. He said it's in a separate compartment to the aggregate, but he said if there's any of it that is able to be brought ashore, it has to be cleaned first under their supervision, and then those pieces can be brought ashore, if any at all. He's adamant none of the aggregate will come ashore, and he said, I don't care where it goes, as long as it's not Vanuatu or any of the neighbouring islands. Now, just to add irony to the whole issue, the company involved came out on Friday and said the aggregate was never destined for here. It was destined for their projects in Africa, which met with a great deal of scepticism because it seemed most unlikely that you would leave from China with goods destined to Africa and go via Vanuatu.
Well, indeed, and I presume that there's no other vessel in sight that's heading for one of the countries that China can officially use to bring in aggregate. So it would seem that they're trying to put a bit of a spin on this.
That's right. I think that they've been sorely embarrassed that they've been caught out. Their attitude obviously was they'd bring it here and sort the problem out at the border. But this time that is definitely not going to happen. And the people are right behind the biosecurity and therefore the government for their stance. I mean, our beef industry is important. And also it telling the Chinese or sending them a message that they can't ride roughshod over us and that they have to adhere to the rules of the land. Now, as to the airport, of course, yes, it does slow it up. And I have mentioned aggregate on your program previously because if it was to come out of either Fiji or, say, Noumea, it's going to be something like a 12-week turnaround anyway. That puts about 9 months onto the repair time for the airport runway because they need about 100,000 cubic tonnes. Now, we believe this ship contains about 22,000 cubic tonnes. That would only be enough to get the operation started. So they're going to have to get another ship or barge and start bringing in aggregate from one of the companies that is accepted by biosecurity.
The positive aspect of all this, though, is that it demonstrates, first of all, that Vanuatu won't be pushed around, but secondly, the systems that they have in place to prevent potentially contaminated material getting into the country, the systems are working.
Yep, definitely working. I think you'll find that other shipments coming out of China might be a little bit more carefully scrutinised in the future as well.
Do you think that the government, in the end, will be brave enough to just cut this company loose and seek another company to come in and do the airport repairs?
Well, I don't know. They've got the contract for three airports. Some of this equipment was also destined for Pekoa Airport in Santo. To cut them loose and start again would just put the whole process back a long way. I mean, there's an awful lot of equipment and planning that has to go into it. So I don't think that will happen, but it certainly delays the process. And technically, they should have started work this month, but clearly that isn't going to happen.
So there must, therefore, be fears of a knock-on effect, that the tourism industry could suffer even more than it has done already. Airlines, perhaps, that we're talking about coming back might be thinking twice now, because they know that these runway repairs certainly aren't going to be completed this year.
The runway itself, actually, isn't really as bad as it has been painted, and some of the airlines have continued through the whole silly saga. I don't think that will come into play at this stage, but we still don't have Air New Zealand back in the game, and that's something of a concern. We desperately want them back, and it doesn't look like they'll budge until the runway repairs are either finished or certainly a long way down the track. So it's not helping in that particular case, but the others are all operating normally, and the temporary repairs that they did are certainly good enough to stand up for a couple of years at least.
This whole process is being underwritten by the World Bank. They're the ones that are putting up the lion's share, if not all of the money, to pay for the airport repairs. So why the need for this Chinese company apparently to cut corners and save a few dollars when the money is coming from a separate source?
It's a very good question that's being asked around town. We haven't got an answer to that. As I said, the company in question has had very little to say except that their silly line about the African destination. Apart from that, they've remained silent. So far, the World Bank stayed out of it publicly and has said nothing either. I have no idea why they wanted to cut corners. They obviously thought, we're bringing in equipment, let's throw some aggregate in as well. And it's backfired severely.